Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying partly sunny and breezy today with our high nearing 33. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low around 18. Some sunshine on Friday with a high of 34. And staying cloudy throughout Friday night with a low of 19. A chance for some snow showers on Saturday, otherwise cloudy with a high of 34. And flurries possible Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 30 degrees.
2-hour late starts Thursday for many of the area school districts, including Diller-Odell and Marysville, USD 364. Also, 2-hour late starts for USD 113 Axtell, USD 115 Nemahal Central, USD 223 Hanover Barnes and Lynn, 2-hour late starts at Centralian Frankfort, and at USD 498 Valley Heights. Again, 2-hour delays, buses run accordingly on Thursday for Diller-Odell, Southern, Axtell, USD 113, Nemahal Central, Marysville, USD 364, Frankfort and Centralia, USD 380, and Valley Heights, USD 498.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Kansas State University was in Topeka with state legislators as they announced their partnership with Network at Kansas to help invest in communities across the state with businesses in need and connecting businesses with students.
Part of our economic prosperity plan for Kansas is something that we like to call K-State 105.
That's Kansas State President Richard Linton on KSNT News, where they say the initiative is centered around economic growth across the state, both urban and rural.
Science vetting for technology transfer opportunities for manufacturing consulting.
They say the goal of the program is to create near 3,000 direct new jobs and attracting $3 billion in Kansas investments by 2029. That will help not only businesses be able to gain more workers, but graduates of Kansas State find jobs and remain in the state.
If we can create a better network of business opportunities and connect those students with opportunities, we got a better chance to keep them in Kansas.
Mid-America Network News. The end of the year liquidation sale is on right now at Riverwind RV. Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, and if you're in the market for a recreational vehicle, now is the time to buy. Riverwind RV is making room for all 2023 models by offering huge discounts on 2022 and earlier models. Riverwind RV invites you to stop in and see for yourself. Discounts so big you have to see it to believe it. Riverwind RV, 1523 West Ledgerwood Road, just a mile west of Andover Road at 159th Street East in Kellogg, has whatever you may be looking for with new or used travel trailers, fifth wheelers, or toy haulers. Plus, they have all types of manufacturers like Winnebago, Heartland, Forest River, Gulfstream, and Keystone. It's out with the old and in with the new at Riverwind RV at Wichita's East Side, 1523 West Ledgerwood Road, right at 159th East and Kellogg Drive. Stop in, check them out online at riverwindrv.com, or call them at 316-364-3333. The Hutchinson Police Department has arrested 23-year-old Harry Ocon and taken into custody this week in connection to an overdose death that happened back in June of 2022. As Cake News reports that he was booked for distribution of a controlled substance and distribution of a controlled substance causing death. So far, the police department have not released any additional details regarding the case or the identity of the person who died, as the investigation is still ongoing, but they say that the case involved the distribution of fentanyl resulting in the fatal overdose. In other news, the Wichita Police Department had to resolve a dispute that involved two individuals exchanging 11 monkeys. As WIBW reports that the Wichita Police Department said that an individual from Missouri agreed to meet a person from Oklahoma in the city of Wichita for the exchange when a verbal disturbance broke out regarding how many monkeys were supposed to be handed over. According to police, they say that the monkeys were small enough to fit into the palm of your hand and were well taken care of. And the police department did say that the transaction is legal and was determined to be a civil matter. No monkeys were harmed in the transaction.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen held a press conference with state senators to release three educational bill proposals along with tax relief in the state of Nebraska, saying that the bills would be historical for the state.
These are going to be historic and really, really consistent. It's about our kids, and it's about taxes. And it's the things that all of us Nebraskans agree on.
The audio from KSNB Local Channel 4, where one of the tax bills would decrease the top individual and corporate tax rates in the state to 5.84%, providing near $78 million of new tax relief for the coming fiscal year. According to the governor, he said that would raise Nebraska's national ranking for income taxes from 29th to 25th, where the governor says the state needs to begin competing against their neighbors. The bills also include ceasing the taxing of Social Security income, providing near $16.7 million in tax relief for the upcoming fiscal year as well, and helping those less fortunate in the state of Nebraska.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A proposal for a wind farm in the Jansen and Plymouth areas in southeast Nebraska drew a packed house of some 130 residents last Thursday to a Jefferson County Planning and Zoning meeting. Up to 90 turbines could be added, with a wind farm in Jefferson County already in operation in the Diller area with a steel flats operation. Noting less restrictive rules and regulations than some other counties, protection of the health, safety, and welfare of local residents should be a priority, according to spokespersons, while others from the Diller area commented that ag land values have not been impacted in 10 years of operation, and several new residences have been built in the area. The next meeting for planning and zoning will be January 26th, where the committee will possibly decide on recommendations to the Jefferson County Board. Washington County authorities reported a break-in and theft of a transfer station Monday morning. Two individuals were caught on camera as they broke into the office and stole three large tubs of copper wire and various tools, as well as a Ranger side-by-side, which was later recovered. They're asking for public assistance identifying the masked individuals involved, with a camera shot posted on the Washington County Emergency Management Facebook page. Nemaha County authorities Saturday evening advised of a suspect at large in the area of K-63 and K-71 Highway. Updating Tuesday that all subjects pertaining to this incident are accounted for, the situation is considered to be resolved. Sheriff's Office took one suspect in custody. Christian Gonzalez, age 27, of Seneca, booked into jail Saturday for interference with law enforcement, fleeing and eluding, and transporting open container. The incident began when a vehicle attempted to flee and elude a deputy, and Gonzalez was taken into custody a short time later. Gabriela Gonzalez, age 42, of Hiawatha, was booked into the Nemaha County Jail on Sunday on a Nemaha County bench warrant revoking bond. She remains in custody. Bond has been denied. Marshall County Democratic Central Committee is to meet Thursday evening at 7 at Marysville City Hall to consider candidates for and recommend a nomination for county treasurer to fill the unexpired term of Jamie Ellenbecker, who has announced she's retiring the post effective February 28th. Public may attend the meeting tonight, but only committee members will ask questions and vote. Valley Heights Recycling has been postponed 1 week. Recycling drop-off in Blue Rapids will be held Saturday, January 28th, 9:30 to 11 a.m. at the County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. As a reminder, the second Saturday recycling in Marysville was postponed and will be this Saturday, January 21st, 10 to 11 a.m. on North 20th Street in Marysville. 2 hour late starts Thursday for many of the area school districts, including Diller O'Dell and Marysville USD 364. Also, 2 hour late starts for USD 113 Axtell, USD 115 Nemaha Central, USD 223 Hanover Barnes and Lynn, 2 hour late starts at Centralian Frankfort, and at USD 498 Valley Heights. Again, 2 hour delays, buses run accordingly on Thursday for Diller O'Dell, Southern, Axtell, USD 113, Nemaha Central, Marysville, USD 364, Frankfort and Centralia, USD 380, and Valley Heights, USD 498. Marshall County Democratic Central Committee is to meet Thursday evening at 7 at Marysville City Hall to consider candidates for and recommend a nomination for county treasurer to fill the unexpired term of Jamie Ellenbecker, who's announced retirement effective February 28th. Nominees must be a registered Democrat as of the November general election. Interested parties may contact Chair Jim Swim Jr. Public may attend the meeting Thursday evening, but only committee members will ask questions and vote. James S. Skip Bronkhurst, age 53, of Greenleaf, passed away January 13th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with visitation Friday, 2 until 9. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Skip Bronkhorst. Delta J. Bartles, age 88, of Blue Springs, passed away January 13th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Wymore. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Delbert Bartles.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pulled pork sandwich, tater tots, cucumber salad, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, Swedish meatballs with noodles, stewed tomatoes, and diced peaches. KNDY News Time 7:16.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Still staying breezy today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Northwest winds are 15 to 20 and gusting as high as 35. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the lower teens and lower 20s. Northwest winds still between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. More sunshine throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 20s and mid 30s. And staying mostly cloudy and cooler throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower teens and lower 20s. A small system will start to make its way through on Saturday, bringing a chance for some snow showers, and some areas may see up to 2 inches of snowfall. Temperatures still staying mild, cloudy otherwise, with our highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy with a slight chance for some flurries over Saturday night, with our lows in the lower to mid-teens. Clearing up on Sunday, mostly sunny with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s, and mostly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s, and staying average throughout early next week. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high on this date 65. The average low 18 and the record low 21 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:43, sunset this evening at 5:32. Inch or two of snow here in the Marysville area last evening, on top of a half to an inch of rain across northeast Kansas, and a mix of precipitation throughout the day Wednesday. 30 degrees. We've been at or below freezing overnight, so be careful. Might be some slick spots out there. Any snow-packed areas also may become slick today. That's check in the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 19th of January. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's a marvelous night for the Marshall County Arts Cooperative's 15th Annual Musical Review, morning, noon, and night at the Replay Lounge, Friday, January 20th and Saturday, January 21st at 7 p.m. at Venue 36 in Marysville, where 39 local musicians will take you from morning, noon, to night. Tickets are on sale at marshallcountyarts.org or by calling 75-859-4260. Reserved seats are $40 and general admission is $25. Support the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and experience quality local entertainment.
The top two in the NBA West continue their winning ways. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Grizzlies center Steven Adams rescued his team from a loss to the Cavaliers on a tip-in basket with 16 seconds after Ja Morant missed on a drive to the hoop. That put Memphis up by one. They stopped Cleveland in the waning seconds for a franchise record 11th straight win, 115-114. Grizz coach Taylor Jenkins.
There was a lot going on in that game. It was two competitive teams that played pretty high-level basketball. And at the end. We made the plays.
Nikola ain't no Jokic. Logged his 14th triple-double of the season. The Nuggets staged a furious fourth-quarter rally to overhaul the T-Wolves, 122-118. Eight straight wins for Denver. Jokic became the Nuggets' all-time assists leader, talking to ESPN about his passing prowess.
You need to score a little bit so you can pass it. You need to bring the help. I think my team, it's always out on the right spot, and it's easy enough for me.
The Mavs dropped their third straight last night, losing to the Hawks 130-122. Atlanta winners now of four in a row. The Wizards dumped the Knicks 116-105. The Heat marched into Smoothie King Center in New Orleans and routed the Pelicans 124-98. LeBron's 32 points and near triple-double wasn't enough as the Red Hawk Kings beat the Lakers 116-111. On the college hardboards, unranked DePaul upset number 8 Xavier 73-72. 10th-ranked Virginia beats Va Tech 78-68. Two other upsets saw West Virginia take down number 14 TCU 74-65, and Seton Hall rallied to squeak by 15th-ranked UConn 67-66. NHL, the Bruins were down 1-0 in the second against the Islanders until native Long Islander Charlie McAvoy found the back of the net.
Grab by the Bruins, back of the net, Grizzly. Up top, the one-timer, they score! Charlie McAvoy.
The call on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Boston would tack on three more en route to a 4-1 victory. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
Thursday night basketball in the Thunder Classic at Seneca. Marysville tips off with St. Mary's at 6. Boys action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Girls take center court in the Twin Valley League Tournament at Washington County. Wetmore and Blue Valley tip off at 4:30. Valley Heights and Lynn at 6. Centralia meets Frankfort at 7:30 on the back of the bracket. In the winter semifinals, this evening at 6, Hanover girls face Clifton Clyde. And at 7:30, Washington County will host Donovan West. Both those games live on KNDY FM, 98.5, on air online and on our mobile app.
From farm to field, Massimo Power Equipment is the right choice for the farmer, cattleman, outdoorsman, and off-road enthusiast. Powerful, affordable, and reliable, Crown Over Auto Sales is your local dealer with several side-by-sides in stock and immediate shipment of any custom order. Come see for yourself what Massimo can do for you at Crown Over Auto across from Valley Vet in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's a look at your market information for this Thursday. But before we take a look at Thursday, let's look back at Wednesday, yesterday. Well, the grains markets closed down for the most part. Corn for March, 681 and a quarter final price. That's down 4. Corn for May, 679 and a quarter. That's down 3.5. Wheat for March finished down 9 and a quarter at 742 and a half. May wheat, 750 and a quarter. That's down 8.75. Skin City wheat finished at 841 and a half. That's down 14 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for May, 837. That's down 12 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat for March, 901. That's down 15. Minneapolis wheat for May, 897. Down 14 and a quarter. March oats down 1 at 370 and a half. May oats down 3.5 at 363 and a quarter. January soybeans finished at 1524 and a half, down 15 and a quarter. Soybeans for May, 1521 and a half, that's down 16. Soybean meal for March, 478.10, that's down $3.10. Soybean meal for May, 460.20, that's down $6.10. Soybean oil for March, 64.12, that's up 28 cents. Soybean oil for May, 63.75. And that's up a quarter. Cotton for March, up $1.99, 84.81 final. The cattle market a bit mixed. Live cattle for February, 156.80, that's down 20 cents. Live cattle for April, 160.22, that's up 12.5 cents. Feeder cattle for January closed at 179.50, that's down 15 cents. And that's your market information for this Thursday, January the 19th. Have a great Thursday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
It's official. The Tiller Queen has gone from K-State student to K-State assistant professor. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Rachel Veenstra, a new assistant professor of crop science at K-State, shares her excitement for this new role and a little bit about her social media presence as the Tiller Queen.
The community that I found at K-State and the different people and resources that the agronomy department has really was something special that I don't think you could find just anywhere. And I knew when I was presented with the opportunity to apply for this job and to continue my time here at K-State that it was definitely something that I wanted to do. So very excited to continue doing that for sure. So I'm going to be teaching the introductory crop science class as well as a plant and seed identification course. And then I'll be coming up with another class to teach our undergrads. So I'm excited to develop that and figure out what that's going to be. I'm also an advisor for the Wheat State Agronomy Club. And then I will be coaching the crops teams. So lots of interactions with our undergrads, and I'm very excited about that.
Veenstra gives insight to how the Taylor Queen title started and why she continued.
I was posting about my research on Twitter just because I think it's something different. And as a farmer's daughter myself, I really like sharing what I'm doing and how it could be useful for other people. And some farmers on Twitter started calling me the Tiller Queen. I've had some help too with figuring out the best way to put stuff on social media, learning how to do that. It's been a big source of stress relief maybe during graduate school, a fun thing that I felt like I could talk to people that could actually use the research I was doing and trying to make an impact in that way. Help me on days that maybe I felt like my data analysis or the paragraph that I spent 4 hours working on wasn't doing a whole lot of good, but I could get on Twitter and have some cool conversations with folks, and that made me feel good at the end of the day.
She goes on to explain her interest in the research side of things for this role.
I do have a 30% research appointment, so it's 70% teaching and 30% research. I am looking forward to collaborating with multiple different people in the agronomy department to try to get my footing and get started. I am really interested in cropping systems where we have to look at plasticity mechanisms and how those can help us be more efficient. And by that, I mean systems like Western Kansas, where we have less water, we have to drop the plant population, and we're really trying to explore how we can maximize what those plants can do for us, what we can get from the limited resources that we have. So lots of challenges that we're being met with, and I think there's a lot of opportunities to find ways to be smarter with what we do have.
That's K-State's new assistant professor of crop science, Rachel Veenstra, sharing excitement for her new role and a little bit about her social media presence as the Tiller Queen. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, with 700 cattle among early consignment listings for an 11 a.m. sale today. And they include 25 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 600 pounds, 15 black and white face steers and heifers 550 to 6, 50 black steers and heifers 5 to 7, 30 black and red steers and heifers 550 to 750, with 21 weighing in at 6 to 7, 35 black steers and heifers 6 to 750, 70 Charlotte Cross steers and heifers 6 to 750, 50 mixed steers and heifers 6 to 8, 12 black and Charlotte steers and heifers 650 to 750, 14 mixed steers weigh 7 to 8, 25 black steers and heifers 7 to 8, another 60 in that same range, 15 black steers and heifers weighing 750, 35 black heifers at 750, 60 black steers 900 pounds, 120 black and red steers 9 to 9 and a quarter, and 60 Charlotte and mixed steers weigh 9 to 950. Those early consignment listings for the sale today. Sale starts at 11 a.m. at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Do you feed a cold and starve a fever? A look at what science has to say about that old-time wisdom on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 19th, the 19th day of the year. Southern hero Robert E. Lee and rock vocalist Janis Joplin were born on this day. Feed a cold, starve a fever goes the old adage, and there's never been any basis in science to back up the old proverb until now. Studies in both mice and humans indicate the practice may have some validity. Eating may stimulate an immune response useful against viral infections, while fasting may do the same for unfriendly bacteria. Researchers caution it's still an oversimplification of a very complex process, but knowing when to feed a patient based on the type of infection they have could be very useful. Not to mention another win for old-time folk wisdom. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 30 puts us just below the freezing mark, so any moisture that came yesterday, and we had a bit, maybe freezing this morning. Be careful, snow-packed areas, too, could become slick. We had about an inch or two of snow last evening here in Marysville, and reports rainfall, half to three-quarter, pretty common, some up to an inch. We do have several school delays today, including Diller O'Dell and Southern with a two-hour late start. Buses run accordingly. Two-hour late start for Marysville, USD 364, with no pre-K this morning. Two-hour late start for Prairie Hills, including Axtell, USD 113, Nemahal Central, USD 115. Two-hour late start for Hanover, Barnes, and Lynn, USD 223, and USD 380, Frankfort and Centralia. Two-hour late start for USD 498, Valley Heights. And again, repeating a two-hour late start for Marysville, USD 364, on Thursday.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Kansas is preparing for the first round of playoff season for the NFL as the Kansas City Chiefs are back in action against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And none other than celebrity Henry Winkler has released his latest ad trying to hype up Chiefs fans across the area in preparation for Saturday's game.
Some see Chiefs Kingdom as a bit much. You know what we see? We see you, the fans, doing their part. Because this isn't much. It's amazing.
Here is the usual.
And this is dedication. And this, well, this is eccentric. So whoever you are, and whatever your ritual, just know this. We love it. And we're right there with you. Because all the preparation you do helps us with everything we do.
And the truth is, doing the most, it's what we do.
Touchdown!
So keep it up, Chiefs Kingdom. It's working, and we ain't done yet.
Mid-American Network Sports.
Thursday night basketball in the Thunder Classic at Seneca. Marysville tips off with St. Mary's at 6. Boys action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Girls take center court in the Twin Valley League Tournament at Washington County. Wetmore and Blue Valley tip off at 4:30. Valley Heights and Lynn at 6. Centralia meets Frankfort at 7:30 on the back of the bracket. In the winter semifinals, this evening at 6, Hanover girls face Clifton Clyde. And at 7:30, Washington County will host Donovan West. Both those games live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air online and on our mobile app. Marysville Lady Bulldogs among three 3-6 teams in a 6-team field in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational, tipping off next Tuesday. Hiawatha, also 3-6, will host the Bulldogs Tuesday in the late game at 7:30, with second seed Lafayette 6-9. Meeting 3-6 St. Mary's at 6, and top seed Jackson Heights 8-1, facing 2-6 Concordia girls Tuesday at 4:30. Semifinals next Thursday, games again at 4:30, 6, and 7:30. The Saturday finals slated at 10:30, 12, and 1:30 at Hiawatha High School. Marysville girls versus Hiawatha Tuesday evening at 7:30.
KNDY. Was a home run when the game was tied. A pickup truck when I could drive. One pink line when Katie said I'm late. It was a passing grade, a pretty girl. All the money in the world. What mattered then kept changing every day. But when I bow my head tonight, there'll be no me, myself, and I. Just watch my wife and kids, please, Lord. That's all I ask for anymore. Nowadays it's crazy how a passing storm or siren sounds can make me drop it all and pick up the phone. To hear her say that all's okay is all I need to know these days. Can't wait to see their faces when I get home.